Welcome to another episode of Monday Mile. I'm Amy Fuller, two-time Winter Olympian, and this is your source of all things Monday motivation. Whether you love or hate Mondays, we're here to decode them and bring you the good vibes to start the week strong. Like many people over the last year, I've lost days to the screen, so thought now was a great time to take the conversation outside and ask sports people, celebrities, and all-around inspirational personalities to join me for a one-mile walking podcast. This week, I'm heading to Wembley to meet one of the Strictly Come Dancing professionals. I'll give you some clues. He's got a smile that could brighten anyone's Monday. He's a redhead and partnered up with Alex Scott for some of the show's most memorable dances. Yep, you're right, it is Mr. Neil Jones. Thank you so much for joining me for Monday Mile. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm interested to do a mile.
Yeah, where are we walking?
We're now walking through Wembley, my local at the moment.
Your zone?
My zone, my area.
So when you think of Monday,
yeah,
what's your initial reaction?
Do you know what? I actually love Mondays. I'm a big fan of Mondays. And the reason is because I actually don't care for the whole week. For me, when I've got a project or something I want to do,
yeah,
it's just ongoing.
Yeah.
So when some people turn around and go, oh, it's Monday morning,
yeah,
like, I hate this, I'm like, no. Monday's the start of it.
Yeah.
This is the moment you have that feeling that you can just get onto something and start fresh again. So I love a Monday.
Are you an early riser?
I'm trying to be.
That was a big...
Yeah, I'm trying to be. I have to say, like, I'm the type that can sleep anywhere at any
yeah
time. So if I get tired and I go, I'm going to go for a 15-minute nap, I can fall asleep and do it, wake up, continue. So I've been trying my hardest to get up earlier. In lockdown,
yeah,
it's been a bit different.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't had to do certain things, you could sometimes go, I'm going to have a late night. Because I do,
yeah,
the nighttime I love because I just feel like I get more creative on the night.
Sometimes it can be quite productive because there's no distractions.
Zero.
And it's almost like the work emails in general stop at 6 p.m. so come like 9:10 it's like, oh, that thing that I wanted to action, I can actually do it without
yeah
being bothered by anyone.
Exactly yeah, that's what, and it's just silent, like especially around here, you know, you just open up the balcony door, you don't hear anything, it's just this calmness, so I like
silent
it on the night time.
Unless it's game day, of course.
But we haven't had game day here for a long time.
For over a year.
No, we have had, but there's been no one coming to watch it. So.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So, you dance pretty much every single day throughout a normal year. Having had that taken away from you
yeah
now, how have you filled your time?
Normally, we're going on tour. We don't always know our schedule.
Yeah.
It can be very last minute. So actually, during lockdown, I've been trying to get myself more into a system of, I wake up at a certain time.
What's the certain time?
At the moment, it's 8 a.m. Is that all right?
That's very solid. I feel like that's consistent for lockdown.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. Then I meditate for 10 minutes.
Do you?
Yeah, so I literally, my alarm goes off.
Yeah.
And then I put on a 10-minute alarm where
yeah
I just like feel my breathing and all like this, and then that alarm goes off and then I'm like, okay, now I'm ready to get up, and I have this book at the moment, it's called The Daily Stoic.
Tell me more.
It's all about philosophy.
Yeah.
And you read one page a day.
Ooh, that's my kind of reading, that.
It is,
one page a day.
It is really incredible and it really gets you thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
And about what you're doing. So yeah, every morning after I finish the meditation, I turn over, don't go on my phone.
Yeah.
Grab my book.
How about though, right, if there's like a text or something like that, or
I ignore it now.
Good tip, that, I like that.
I ignore it completely. So what I used to do in my old flat, it was like, my kitchen was quite close.
Yeah.
So I used to leave my phone in the kitchen and let
yeah
the alarm go off there, because then there was a reason to get up and go and turn off the alarm. But I've said to myself, do not go on the phone. Like, don't
yeah
go on there. Read that one page, think about it, open up the window, get a bit of fresh air coming into the
nice
bedroom.
Nice.
Go to the kitchen, make myself a cup of tea, breakfast, walk the dog, come back up, then I check my phone.
No way, that is very disciplined.
Yeah.
So is that your lockdown routine?
That's my lockdown routine. That's
And then
what,
when you're doing Strictly,
yeah,
you've got I suppose, some form of routine in the sense that you've got to achieve a physical goal of completing a new dance by the end of the week.
Yeah.
But it's pretty sporadic, yeah?
It's, you know what, it changes because, again, it's depending on, for any of the pros, what celeb you get. Because
right.
you don't know their schedule.
Yeah.
So you're really reliant on them, and you're going to change what you're doing depending on them. So the only thing you can then do, as I always say, especially this book's all about it, you can only control your own mind.
Right.
So I would still keep a similar system, but the time will change.
Yeah.
You know, and it might be that I don't have time to actually make the tea at home or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd do the same thing, meditate, read a page in the book. Then I would literally, I would go out, walk the dog, go out and I'd maybe take the tea with me or something like that and go
yeah.
straight to the studio, you know. And then if I'm in a car and someone's driving me somewhere, that will be the moment when I just check my phone, check if there's anything important. And then I put the phone down and I don't, when I'm in the studio, I don't check the phone. I keep the phone away.
That is unbelievably yeah. disciplined.
It's, I'm, you know what? It's really difficult. But I just feel that, especially with phones,
yep.
Social media as well, it can really affect your mood.
It can, and I think it can almost like halter you off track.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. I'm feeling this vibe. I'm feeling good. I'm gonna start my day like this. And then if you read something, and it's whether it's bad news or just in general a distraction, I think it's a huge hold up on your day.
Yeah, 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 because it just changes everything that's going on in your mind at that moment. So that's why I prefer to go, no, I'm not doing it. I get to lunch.
Yeah.
Then, you know, make sure I've got the food and all like that. And then I'll go on my phone, just check if there's anything there important. And also even with social media, that what I've started to do is I will post something.
Yeah.
And it's something I want to post and I know when I'm going to post. So I'll be like, I will post a main post every other day rather
oh, okay.
than every day. And it just,
so there's a strategy within the routine.
Within the routine. And also stories. There'd be more things that happen. Like I might see something and go, wow, that's cool. So I might just, you know,
yeah.
put a little film out of that.
So back on Strictly and dancing, you've danced since the age of 3.
Yeah, yeah.
How have you managed to... I think what I'm most interested in is physically keep up the level of endurance that it takes to compete. Would you call it a competition?
Yeah.
In
yeah.
a show.
Yeah.
That spans over the period of 4 months. It's not just like a traditional sport in the sense that you are massively in the limelight. So you've got all of the media attention as well as the physical and mental preparation that it requires. How do you do it?
It's tough. Like throughout my career, I've had injuries.
Yeah.
But as I'm getting older, because I'm getting close to 40 now, as I get older, it's like, you just got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. So
ice baths.
Really?
Know? Yes, ice baths, I love. I love an ice bath.
Like, and how about when you're teaching
yeah.
the celebrity to dance?
Yeah.
How physically taxing is that on you?
Put it this way, when I was dancing with Alex, I started the series with they were fitting us for all the clothes and I had a 32 inch waist.
Yeah.
By the end of the 4 months, each week they had to keep taking in the trousers.
No
and
way.
In the end I had a 28 inch waist.
That is.
Yeah, and it's purely because when you go into the studio, so you're getting yourself a breakfast in the morning.
What's recce?
Like I'd have a bagel or something. There's actually a place over there where
I'd
go to the same place and I'd be like, give me the bagel.
Nice.
Lockdown the shut at the moment, aren't
they? Oh, no.
Such a shame. So I'd have that and then, you know, throughout we'd have some fruit on the side.
Yeah.
But you'd be so busy, so you're not eating.
No way.
You're just not, you know, you might grab a grape or something like this.
Yeah.
And then we'd have a lunch. But we were doing 13 hours a day. And then sometimes I'd come home, I'd be just too tired even to order something.
Your calorie expenditure and step count over the period of a day must be through the roof.
I don't drink coffee, so I was living on tea.
That just doesn't work.
No,
does not do the job.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it was a lot. And you know what we try to do as much as possible is we try to get the celebs dancing more.
Yeah.
Because we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So it's about trying to get them. But with Alex, it was more difficult because Alex then wanted to physically dance with me on everything. You know, that made her more comfortable to know what she was doing. So I would dance exact same amount of times as Alex, you know.
Yeah.
There was just the one number where we did Ghostbusters when I got injured.
Oh, where that was...
We were side by side so many times. I was like, do it again, do it again. You need to know your steps without me, which was incredible because on the night when Kevin had to step in...
She had to...
She knew exactly what she was doing. She didn't go wrong on one single thing. And she was shouting to Kevin... what to do.
Do this, do this.
Do this, because it was a difficult routine to learn.
You know what I love when I see the outtakes on social is how you guys physically talk everyone through the steps. So not only are you like concentrating on your own movements, you're literally like, go left, or whatever it is.
And
you're saying.
You do it like underneath. So you're like, okay, keep smiling. Good, good, good. Yes, you're getting this. And push out more, you know, so everything is under your breath. So you're still not trying to show everyone what's going on.
It must be so intense. Mm.
So as someone that, let's say, doesn't actually have very much downtime at all, how do you fit in like a bit of social life as well as looking after your body? Or do you work out or do you not have to?
No, I work, like I said, because... You know, when you start getting older, so most of the guys on Strictly, they're late 20s.
Yeah.
You know, I'm closer to 40 now. So it's different for me. So I'm having to work out all the time.
Do you pull the age card a little bit?
I have, no, because Anton gets the age card every time.
Oh, yeah, true.
While Anton's there, I don't get it. It's me and Karen. We're both the oldest after Anton.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, now it's a lot of body weight training.
Yeah.
And I'm doing even a lot more now at the moment. And I'd say I'm most probably in the best condition at the moment that I've been in a long time.
Is that because you've actually had the time to give your body the rest? Do you think, has it been a much needed break in that sense?
The first lockdown was a much needed break. That's when I needed it. The third lockdown is like, it's been good. Like, some days it's been good, but others you're like, I want to do things. I want to go snowboarding. I want to do other things as well.
Hungry for something different, right? Some excitement, a bit of spice
just,
in the life.
You know, I love my flat, but I've had enough of seeing those walls. I think when everything opens up, I don't want to see my flat for a good few months.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Music's obviously a very big part of what you do, and some of our guests so far on Monday Mile have massively associated the start of their day with music. Do you still associate music with like a positive energy or is it very much a worky vibe? Because I can imagine, do you sort of almost decode beats as you listen to it to see how you could move to it?
Yeah, it's actually a funny one because I've got moments where I love to, like when I've been traveling, the thing I've loved like about South America, Colombia, Cuba and all like this is they listen to music how in the UK we would watch TV. So it's like...
What do you even mean by that?
So, for instance, you know, if the family come home and we... Hello.
He's getting spotted.
For them, it's like, you know, like on a family night, you might sit with your family and watch a TV show, EastEnders, any of these types of thing. When like you're in Cuba and all like this, they're not watching TV. They're listening to music. Music is just playing constantly. So they might be sat around their house with just music playing. So that becomes more important to them.
Yeah.
So I've started to look at music, well, listen to music more for the joy of it and the inspiration rather than just work basic. But, you know, at the same time, there's moments when I'm sat in a car.
And you hear a song.
And I hear a song and that relates to a dance that we did and we were doing for a whole week. And I'm like, I don't want to listen to that piece of music ever again in my life.
Yeah, I can imagine it's
quite
almost all consuming. Like I've got probably two songs that really, really, when I hear them, I'm like, whoa, that takes me back. And it literally, I'm like, at the Olympics, sitting on the bus on the way to the venue, and it's like, like the power of it is so intense.
Yeah, yeah. Because it gets you in the zone, doesn't it?
And because there's so many different dances you do, it must be quite.
Yeah, there's, you know, like sometimes I like when I'm around certain people and they're listening to music, and I'm like, oh, what's that? I haven't heard that before. And I just love the feeling of it. And I'm like, but my switch on, and the moment I hear music is, what could I create with it? So I start picturing things like, oh, this would be a great dance video in this way. The other thing, like I said, when I've heard music and I've created something to it, because I have to sit there and break it down so much.
Yeah.
That's sometimes why I don't want to listen to the same song, because I've literally gone through every count of the music, trying to find every sound in it to think what I could do with my body. So then I'm like, I don't want to hear that song again. I've heard it. If it's a week that I've been using it, it's not a week. It's 12 hours a day I'm listening to that same. Gone.
Massive case of repetitive strain, but on the eardrums.
On the eardrums. So give me something new. And sometimes, you know what's nice, is you just have some instrumental music with no words in it. If I need to work, I put that on in the background, because then I'm not thinking. The sounds just go through, so.
Yeah. Ace, that's a good one. I like that. Let's go back into fitting it all in, because I genuinely am curious, as someone that essentially lives on the road, dancing every single day of their life, how do you look after your dogs?
Oh, you know what? I've got the best mum in the world.
Yes, go on, mums.
My mum, because even now my mum will say, like, you're dropping the dogs off to me, right? Like, when you go on tour, the dogs are coming to me, and I'm like, yeah, they're coming to you, mum, don't worry.
Oh, you are lucky.
Super lucky.
Permanent dog sitter.
And you know what? The dogs love her. They love her a bit. So they'll be straight over it. I think technically they like her more than me.
And discipline, you must have to be really quite disciplined with food as well as your routine.
Do you think that stems from being born in a British Army camp?
You know, the discipline is hard still, because I still say it to my friends and like my trainer, who I've known for years, that when it comes to food, you get those moments, you're like, I know what I need to do. I need to do this and I'm going to do this. But you just get those moments again, you know, like you just, when you've been doing something for so long, you're just like, let me give me that burger. You know, I'm enjoying, actually during lockdown, that's a good thing, because I'm at home a lot more, I can cook.
Yeah.
And then I'm cooking a lot more. So then it doesn't really matter what you're making, because you know exactly what's going into it.
Yeah, in general, it's just everything can be a lot cleaner. You just don't know when you get a takeout or you're in a restaurant, or you don't see the amount of oil and like salt and sugar and stuff that goes into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely another thing is that home cooking has been good. But then you do have more time to eat, which is maybe not so good.
Exactly. And on tour, I have to say, they treat us so well. We have, like, the food that they provide us is really good.
Is it?
And, you know that they're doing good stuff with this food. So you don't mind. Actually, we get a little bit bigger while we're on tour. But it's, you know. But
so that's post-show. On the road.
On the road.
Dancing all over the UK.
And again, you know, we know our mornings are free. Yeah. But we don't actually know what the rest of the day is. We've got a schedule and we can go through and then try and plan it out. But, you know, like sometimes you're arriving into a place really late at night. So then you're going to wake up a bit later. But that's why I kind of say to myself, OK, it's not about an exact time.
Yeah.
It's just getting into this routine of I do this in an order. Because as long as I get used to the order, if one day I wake up at 10 or the other day I wake
up
at 8.
So it's the same thing, but just at a different time.
Yeah.
Mental agility.
Yes, got to do it.
Definitely required.
Be like Bruce Lee says, be like water.
Just move, shift it back an hour or forward an hour or two. Brutal. Yeah. So what's your advice, Neil? Given you're always pretty full on, work-wise, what are you like, I love having that or love doing that? Whether it's food or a hobby.
Okay, so food-wise, I've got a sweet tooth.
Oh, yeah? What are we going for?
I love chocolate, so I love chocolate peanuts. Kind of like, you know, waffles and ice cream. Now I'm getting started. Everything's popping out now. I love creating, and my new thing is I started learning how to do tattoos.
You started learning how to do tattoos? You've got a few tattoos, haven't you?
I've got a lot, like on my arm, my full back, all over.
Are you saying you can give me a little tattoo?
I could give you a tattoo. Well, I started off with, do you know the poke, the original style?
So is that where you like, that you dab and then you drop the ink in it? Have you done any?
I've done that to myself.
Oh yeah, what have you done?
So at the moment, I have about this size on my leg. I've got, I started off with a smiley face. Then I did a bit of writing.
Yeah.
And then and that was all black. And then I've got some color. So then I did a bigger piece going across that was like, make love, not war. So that was kind of my first thing.
So the right part of your leg is all of your creations?
It's my creations. And now I was just given by my family as an early, my birthday's in May, early birthday present, a tattoo machine.
No way.
So yeah.
Have you been able to use it?
I haven't used it yet, but even the guy that does my tattoos, he's like, do not tattoo yourself until I've FaceTimed you.
Who's the first victim?
I think it'd be me.
If anyone's following Neil on Instagram, make sure you head over to his page and check out his right leg to see his artwork. We'll see you in shorts in the summer.
Shorts in the
and
summer,
everyone will be like, he did that himself.
Yeah. I actually, when I was doing one of them, I just put my phone onto TikTok.
Yeah.
And I actually went live on TikTok. And yeah, and I started like just putting it there, and people were watching me then actually tattooing myself. And I had to keep saying to them, kids, if you're at home watching this, do not copy. You know, I've done everything. It's all safety and all like that. But I was on there for a good few hours, and people were like, this is really like relaxing to watch you do. And I was just sat there just like with the ink pushing into the leg, you know.
I think tattooing is a really interesting one, actually, because I think you have to be really certain and confident in yourself and your decisions.
Yeah.
You hear so many people like, oh, I'd like one, but at the same time,
Yeah, yeah.
Would you put that down as like some strong self-confidence there?
I love art.
Yeah.
And the thing I've always said to myself when it comes to a tattoo, it has to have meaning.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what the tattoo is. If it's got meaning, you're never gonna regret it.
No.
So, and that's the way I look at it. So even if I practice on myself, because actually you should practice on silicone and other things.
Yeah.
And I started off with that, and it was just annoying me because I'm like, it's not the same as skin. And I only did it like a couple of times on the silicone. Then I just went full out on myself. And my friend who was doing it as well went, you're crazy. Like, why are you doing it on yourself already? I went, it's the best way to learn. Like, if I just do this, it's gonna be quicker.
Absolutely no fear, drop straight in.
Go for it.
What's the story behind your dogs? Because you've got two
dogs, yeah.
And is one of them newer?
Yeah, so I've got Crumble, who we've had since a puppy. She's 8 years old now. And then the newer one is Chorizo.
Oh yeah, are they two of your favorite foods?
No, it's really funny. So Katia named Crumble. She was, I say, okay, whatever you want to say. So she went Crumble. I wanted to call it, I don't know, like Killer or something. Because I just thought it was funny that this little tiny dog, you'd be shouting out, Killer, you know, and then this little dog comes running up.
Brilliant.
But then, yeah, when I got this other rescue dog, it was actually called Tofu. And
I
would call
it that, Tofu.
I know, but I would call it like Tofu.
It's a bit embarrassing, right?
Yeah, and it didn't understand. It just kept looking at me like, who are you talking to?
And to be fair, like, what dogs actually eat tofu?
Exactly.
Was that the resemblance?
I think the thing was that the person had it before, they were vegan.
Yeah.
So that's why they called it tofu. So I was just like, well, I'm not vegan, so I'm just going to call it chorizo.
Vegan vibes.
Exactly.
Neil, thank you so much for joining me for our Monday Mile stroll.
No problem.
If there was anything you could shed light on with routine and how to stick with it and approach a Monday morning, what would it be?
I would say keep playing around. Find your own way of doing something. It doesn't matter what it is. If you need a chop and change, go with it. When people say you need to wake up at 5 a.m, you don't. You know, it's different for everyone. So find your own way. And if you need a change at any time, just do it. Make a change. It's all about you, not about anyone else.
Love that. Fluidity. It's all about you, your vibe.
Yeah.
Monday Mile, that is a wrap. Neil Jones, thank you so much for your inspiration. Bring on the new week. Monday Mile listeners, I want to say a massive thank you to each and every one of you that have joined us every Monday so far since the start. I wanted to put in one little request, and that is make sure you give us a 5-star rating on the podcast app you are listening to, as well as giving us a little subscribe. And of course, if you want to do a cheeky story share, it would be massively appreciated. Thanks again for joining us, and see you next Monday.